2019年云南中考听力快线
第二部分中考英语听力模拟演练模拟演练一
第一节听句子从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相关的图画，每个句子听两遍。
Number one, Cindy often eats some ice cream after dinner.
Cindy often eats some ice cream after dinner.
2.My uncle works at an animal hospital.
My uncle works at an animal hospital.
3. Swimming is my favorite sport.
Swimming is my favorite sport.
4. My sister wears a pair of glasses.
My sister wears a pair of glasses.
5. It was snowy yesterday.
It was snowy yesterday.
第二节，听句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相符的正确答语。每个句子听两遍。
Number six. Hello, is that Lucy speaking?
Hello.Is that Lucy speaking?
Number seven. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Number eight. Hi, Gina. This is my friend Nancy.
Hi, Gina. This is my friend, Nancy.
Number nine. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Number ten. Don't run in the hallways.
Don't run in the hallways.
Number 三节，听对话，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出能回答问题的正确选项。每段对话听两遍。听第一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
May I take your order, please?
Yes, I'd like a bowl of rice noodles with chicken.
Okay, what size would you like?
Medium, please. How much is it?
15 yuan. And would you like some yogurt? It's our special. Only 3 yuan for a bottle.
Then I'd like 2 bottles, please.
May I take your order, please?
Yes, I'd like a bowl of rice noodles with chicken.
Okay, what size would you like?
Medium, please. How much is it?
15 yuan. And would you like some yogurt? It's our special. Only 3 yuan for a bottle.
Then I'd like 2 bottles, please.
听第二段对话，回答第13至15小题。
Hi, Andy. I'm a reporter from Sports Magazine. Can I ask you some questions?
Sure. Go ahead.
When did you start to play soccer?
At the age of 6. I joined a soccer club then.
How long have you been in the national team?
For about 8 years.
Wow, such a long time. You did quite well in this year's soccer game. So how long do you spend practicing soccer every day?
At least 6 hours. You know, as a professional player, I must keep practicing every day, even on festivals.
Yeah, practice makes perfect. Hope you can get more achievements in the future. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Hi, Andy. I'm a reporter from Sports Magazine. Can I ask you some questions?
Sure. Go ahead.
When did you start to play soccer?
At the age of 6. I joined a soccer club then.
How long have you been in the national team?
For about 8 years.
Wow, such a long time. You did quite well in this year's soccer game. So how long do you spend practicing soccer every day?
At least 6 hours. You know, as a professional player, I must keep practicing every day, even on festivals.
Yeah, practice makes perfect. Hope you can get more achievements in the future. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
第4节，
听短文，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出能完成下列信息表格的正确选项。短文听2遍。
Hi, everyone. We're planning to have a goodbye party for our history teacher, Mr. Black, on Friday. He will go back to his hometown in Shandong. As we all know, Mr. Black is a really knowledgeable teacher and can make his classes very funny and easy to learn. Also, he is kind to us and everyone likes him.So this party will be a surprise for him. Sam and Jane will decorate the classroom with balloons and ribbons. Helen and Lily will buy some flowers. George will sing a song. Tony and Ben will lead Mr. Black to our classroom. Oh, who can help to prepare some food and drinks?Or do you have any other good ideas? Please let me know by Thursday. You can call me at 6533-5918. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. We're planning to have a goodbye party for our history teacher, Mr. Black, on Friday.He will go back to his hometown in Shandong. As we all know, Mr. Black is a really knowledgeable teacher and can make his classes very funny and easy to learn. Also, he is kind to us and everyone likes him. So this party will be a surprise for him. Sam and Jane will decorate the classroom with balloons.And ribbons. Helen and Lily will buy some flowers. George will sing a song. Tony and Ben will lead Mr. Black to our classroom. Oh, who can help to prepare some food and drinks? Or do you have any other good ideas? Please let me know by Thursday. You can call me at 6533-5918. Thanks.